Hello again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 73 of a 260-chapter series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen in the WHKP years since 1946. Follows the same format as the great 25-year-long series of Frank L. Fitzsimmons, so we simply call it Where Fitz Left Off. For the past couple of days, I've been sharing with you some of the memories of the Henderson County Rescue Squad with material, mountains of material, offered by Ralph Jones, the venerable senior citizen who was a charter member of the squad 39 years ago. And I mentioned to you the mountains of old newspapers and periodicals he loaned to me. One of them brought back a memory I don't hold so dear. The Times News, loaned to me by Ralph Jones, dated August 19, 1977, bore headlines, Elvis tried to buy home in Hendersonville. This was at the time Elvis had died. Folks who lived in Hendersonville in 1977 will vividly remember the wild enthusiasm that marked the word that, indeed, Elvis Presley was considering buying the Beaumont Estate on Canoga Road and planned to move here. If I remember correctly, Jimmy Edney, Atlanta Sky Realty, had been in contact with Presley about Beaumont, and it seems to me that I remember it being said that Elvis had been here and had toured the estate, both the house and grounds. The old antebellum estate had much more land than did his Graceland, plus it was near a small town. And Elvis remembered the joy of having been raised in a small town. In fact, he had been told that there were many famous people in Hendersonville, such as Carl Sandburg, and the town was loaded with millionaires. He was told 700 millionaires lived here, and that he would go unnoticed. Somebody, whether out of Graceland or from the local real estate office, somebody leaked the news to the Memphis Commercial Appeal newspaper, and they ran a story on it. As old Will Rogers said, I only know what to read in the papers. And Bob Freeman said everybody in town was trying to get a copy of that edition of the Memphis Commercial Appeal. He's quoted in the Times News as saying, I could have sold 200 copies if I could have gotten them flown in here. Presley was quoted as saying he'd like to live where he could be just one of the boys. The idea of being able to get around without bodyguards and fans appealed to the singer. The deal somehow fell through, though there were many locals who kept insisting, Oh, it ain't dead yet. That Beaumont's a pretty place. I'll bet you he still will buy it. But apparently when hitches developed, he simply gave up on the deal. And as Meade Parse, who wrote that feature for the Times News, said in that feature article, quote, Presley remained at Graceland, a prisoner of his legend. I said at the start when I saw that story and the materials loaned to me by Ralph Jones, I felt a pang of embarrassment. For the first 20 years of the North Carolina Apple Festival, I served as MC and helped produce the four pay events. We had the beauty pageant first, usually on a Wednesday night. Then we had two elimination nights of folk music and clog and square dancing. And then the finals on Saturday night. While we'd usually fill the auditorium for the beauty pageant, it cost so much to stage, with 25 to 30 contestants having to be housed and fed, and then the prizes and trips for the queen that had to be paid for from that gate. So all the rest of the other cost of the festival had to be paid for from profits of the three-night folk music shows. We got no stipend from anybody then. So we'd try to stimulate the attendance on the two preliminary nights by booking a celebrity who would help draw a crowd, such people as Red Foley, Clyde Moody, Red Sovine, Little Jimmy Dickens, Sonny James. And then we'd also try to get a second act for all the shows and the Civic Club meetings, such as George Hamilton IV. We paid George $50 to do five shows for us. That was the first ever money he made for a stage appearance. The embarrassment. I was dickering with agents over in Nashville about an inexpensive act we could book, and he suggested an unknown singer that had just dubbed a record that's going to be a big hit on the Sun label. And he said we might be able to get him for a couple of $100. What's the guy's name? I asked. Elvis Presley, the agent said. Never heard of him. Well, had it been not for that stupid mistake... Boy, what a memory I could have had, booking Elvis Presley in Hendersonville for $200. Memories of a seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and hope that he's enjoyed all his life here. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.